I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hi, everyone. Just a quick note at the top of the show to one, thank you, everyone, who was coming out to the Catfish for these live shows. I'm very happy with all of them and also very happy it's now over because doing the live show every week is a stress. But anyway, thanks for everyone coming out. Massive thanks to the Catfish. Big thanks to Sherlock Designs as well for the trophies. They were lots of fun. What you're going to hear now is a great episode with Dave Anthony and Gareth Reynolds of The Dollop, plus Sammy J and Adam Rosenbarks. Massive thanks to Adam Rosenbarks for saving my ass when I had a guest who, through no fault of her own, she had a family emergency she had to deal with, but that happened an hour before the show, so Adam stepped in and was brilliant. So thanks, Rosie. One more thing before I get into the episode is you can support the podcast by becoming a Patreon subscriber. That's right. Go to patreon.com/dykwia and help out the podcast by just chucking us a few coins, and that will help me with, you know, going into the festival season and putting on live shows and possibly some filming in the future. Also, if you feel like it, go online, go onto iTunes, give us a rating. Please give us a 5-star rating. That helps. If you feel like it, give us 5 stars. Share the podcast amongst your friends. Retweet, share on Facebook, share on Instagram. That would really help me out. Thank you very much. Enough from me. Enjoy this episode. It's very funny. Hello! And welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earle, and this week on the internet, I discovered a man from Johannesburg who gave a 2-star review on TripAdvisor of the Johannesburg Zoo because the one-day-old white tiger wasn't available to see for all the public. So, good on you, Joshua. We're doing well. So, 2 stars too, 2 stars. Okay, so just by round of applause, who has been to a live show here before? Yes? Who's coming because this is the first time and they thought that there might be some Americans coming on? Yeah, knew that. Okay. What I do is I get 4 very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them now. Okay, our first guest, he shares his name with an English ice hockey player from Blackpool Seagulls and the project manager at Hyman's Management. Can you please welcome the host of The Dollop, it's Dave Anthony, everyone! Hey, mate.
Hey. I have Google Alerts set up just so I can get alerts about the Blackpool guy.
Blackpool Seagulls guy?
Yeah. Yeah.
How's he doing?
He's doing okay. He's fallen off a little bit. I haven't gotten some in a while, but he was doing well for a little bit.
I can't imagine that ice hockey's big in England.
Yeah, no. No, it's not at all. But, you know, there's some sad people that go to sports that people don't like. You know, Rebels.
The Melbourne Rebels, our rugby team.
No, not them.
Because no one
also,
liked them here either.
I love them, but... But no, there's people that are like, I fucking hate football. And then they go to hockey and everyone's like, okay, dude, it's just your issues you're working out. But I've heard it sucks because the good hockey players are not in England.
No.
At all.
We have a basketball league here and it's not very good.
Oh, anymore. No, I turned on a TV and I was trying to find some of your weird sports and basketball came on and I was like, why is it full? Like, why would you go watch that? But there was a whole crowd cheering, and I was like, what are you guys doing? It's like watching a high school basketball game, sort of. No offense. I mean, I'm sure they're great.
The equivalent is like the Dollop's the NBA, and Don't You Know Who I Am is the NBL. So that's what it is. That's why we've got people here.
Yeah.
Also joining us is a comedian who shares his name with a UK karate coach and an Irish daycare teacher. But the one we have here is the other half of the doll. It's Gareth Reynolds, everyone.
Irish daycare.
Yeah. I follow her. I get Google alerts for her. It's a woman, Gareth.
Hey, now, I should point out, I've never met you guys before. I follow you both on Twitter, so I feel like I've met you. Hi, Dave. Hi, Gareth.
Yes.
But you were just in my hometown. Well, not hometown, my home state. You were in Tasmania.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I wish we could have stayed longer. We flew in and we flew out. It looked great out the hotel window.
Yeah.
The best way to see it.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. The people there like it. They're very excited.
The ones who stay like it.
Yeah, they're really into their place.
Yeah.
We're not used to that where we're from, so...
I just mostly want to go out and see the animals that are there.
Yeah.
He means the drunk people.
Yeah.
So you didn't see a Tassie devil?
Didn't. No. No, they weren't in the city.
But when you get your bags off the...
That's the greatest thing I've ever seen.
I took a video of the dog and I sent it to my son, and my son's like, I want one! I want a vegetable dog!
That beagle, I was like, oh, search me. I just want to hang out with the dog. Yeah, yeah.
But also on the actual baggage carousel when you go in to get your bags, they've also got a huge big seal going around as well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they took the seal off.
Oh, now, I was like, I missed the big show. I guess I just saw the opener. I don't know.
They took the seal off because he's now up. He's now just sitting there. It's not moving around. He should be, though. But there's a dog, so that's better.
Used to be. And they call it the international airport. It's not flying international.
No, fuck. There's like one place to get food?
Yep.
It's not great.
It's not the best, but...
Whole of Tasmania, one place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What a ride it's been.
Long lines. Okay, our next guest, when you type his name into Google, the related searches are illness, hospital, and wife. Can you please welcome, it's Adam Rosenbach, everyone.
G'day.
Yeah, hey, look who's alive.
Yeah. I'm walking.
Yeah.
So for those who don't know, you were in hospital for a while.
Yes, so I had golden staph, and I got an abscess that was pushing on my spinal cord, and they said, you may not walk. And I went, fuck that. I really enjoy walking. And so, because I've walked for 44 years, and I'm 44, like I walked out of my mum.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah, I just love it.
Is that how you cure golden staph? Is that how you cure golden staph? Just say, no, fuck that, and it just doesn't affect you?
Yeah, and then drink.
You guys call it golden staff?
It does sound like something you get on Zelda.
Yeah. You guys make it sound
it's
really
cool.
It's
the best staff. It's the best staff. You don't
only
want
the best for your spine. Yeah,
yeah, you don't want bronze staff. It's for chumps.
Yeah, we might see you tomorrow. It's bronze, so.
And finally is a man who shares his name with a radiographer from New South Wales and a private detective from Milton Keynes. Can you please welcome it, Sammy J, everyone? Hey, Sam.
Oh, boogie. I rode my bike here today.
Oh.
Started riding my bike 2 weeks ago for the first time ever.
Ever?
As correct. In you got training wheels on?
Well, almost. No, it's been about 15 years, and so I'm getting excited, too excited, rode my bike here today, and everything I say today, please view through the prism of a skinny man flying down Queen's Parade trying not to die.
I ride my bike, but I'm a fat guy riding a bike. It's different.
Is that a death wish in L.A.?
I don't ride it in L.A., in L.A. proper. I live right outside. Yeah, but it would be a death wish. I actually live in the number one hit-and-run city in the country, so it might not...
Cool.
Glendale.
You've committed a hit-and-run.
Do they have that on their number plates, on their cars?
Yeah, yeah.
Like a slogan? Hit
just every like 3 weeks, it's like some guy got run over on a bike and the person took off. We're like, yeah.
And so what do you do if you're number two? Like if you drop back to number two, do you just get out in your cars and look for look for people to nail?
Yeah, you definitely got to pick it up at that point. I mean, you don't want to be number two. You want to be
as a cyclist,
one.
I'm offended by this conversation.
Well, I'm gonna. When we leave here, we're gonna have the cab driver hit you.
And if that happens, that'll definitely be edited out of the podcast.
Because Sammy, you're a cyclist, vegetarian, and a parent. I'm amazed that you haven't mentioned all three in the first 5 minutes here. Like it's.
I don't think the only time I've ever mentioned vegetarian in public is on your last pod. You get to me. You get these things out of me.
Is your child a vegetarian too?
No, but I eat her occasionally. So that will be edited out because that came out.
Yep.
I mean, do you edit things out, Josh?
Yeah, well, unless you're Fiona O'Loughlin, then I don't edit anything. Like, I'll just beep it.
It was just a spider.
Last week, you wouldn't believe, an Australian was on this podcast and was racist. Can you believe that, guys?
Sorry, did you say an Australian one?
Yeah.
Wow, that is crazy.
I didn't think you guys had racism.
Yeah. That's actually our number one export.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, our first game today is called Social Me Media, where I will read out status updates by the four of you.
Oh, fuck. Oh,
I'm not going to remember this.
It's all right. And you have to buzz in and tell me who you think wrote it.
How am I buzzing in?
Your name is your buzzer. You get a point if you get it
right. Good question, though, Dave.
Yeah.
Dave!
Yeah, it's good.
All right, but
you got
Dave
the advantage
in.
On all these guys because you're one syllable. It's going to be good.
Yep.
Now, you get a point if you get it right. If you're incorrect, the point goes to the person who actually wrote the tweet. Now, I should point out, Sammy does not do social media.
Okay, so he's not going to guess him.
So there's going to be my ones instead. Okay, oh, okay. So it could be me. So Josh is my name. Okay, so you can't buzz in for your own ones?
Hang on, so Sammy can't play this game?
He can play. He can buzz in.
Oh, he can guess
he
whose can it
points.
Is.
Yeah, he just right. can't.
What if we don't remember that we tweeted it? Like we were drunk?
We'll have fun with that.
Okay.
It's fine.
I did once hack into your account, though, and tweet as you, so that'll create a bit of a...
But mine are going to be so obvious.
Yeah, Dave's will be obvious.
You don't know. Okay. First one is this one. Shannon Knoll charged over drug possession at Sydney Hotel. Guess that explains how he has the energy to fuck your missus and your mum.
That's Josh.
You going to say me? No, that was Adam Rosenbach. So that's a point there for Adam Rosenbach.
So do you know Shannon Knoll?
No, but I just figured yours would just be about sports.
I don't think
a sports guy?
I also don't think Dave buzzed in. He didn't say his name. He just answered.
Dave!
It's his first time. Yeah. Okay, who do you
it's
think,
cheating.
Dave?
Oh, it's Adam.
No.
Yeah. No, Dave. Gareth. No, he's not allowed to do that, Josh.
But Shannon Knoll at a gig, someone threw a beer can at him and he like went the crowd and was like, mate, I'll come up here and I'll fuck your missus and your mum.
Yeah.
Oh.
But the best part of that was...
In that order too, I think.
Yeah. It was all... the band had already started playing and wanted him not to go the audience. And so underneath, they were just playing the song Horses by Daryl Braithwaite. Oh. So it was like a really weird like remix, Shannon Knoll remix. Yeah. Of just like, fuck you can't fucking dare. And then also he said you couldn't win a fight in a, and then he paused and said in a brothel, and you could tell he was pausing because he thought, oh, am I still allowed to say brothel these days?
Oh man,
yeah, no, that's the bad bit.
Yeah,
that's nosy for you.
Are you? What do you say now? Is there a proper
for a brothel?
Yeah,
pleasure center.
Next question. Sure, cockroaches are a little frightening, but they're nothing compared to roach cocks. Their dicks are so big, it's horrifying.
Adam.
Yes, Adam.
Gareth?
Yes, you are correct. Yes.
What time was that written? Is there a timestamp on that?
Oh,
I
man.
I haven't got it here.
What the fuck's the matter with you?
Well, a man gets to thinking. Yeah.
But would it be big for a roach?
What I pictured was basically like a dick, a big dick with a cockroach on top of it, kind of like... trying to cumbersomely walk around.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I've actually seen that.
Yeah.
In my place. Yeah.
Next question. At some point, historians will look back at this time and really look at how bad The Walking Dead was.
Gareth.
Yes, Gareth.
Dave.
Yes, you are correct. Yes, a point there for Gareth.
They will.
Didn't you work for them?
I worked on the show about them, so I worked on The Talking Dead. So it was
which history will smile upon fondly.
Yes. Yeah. Talking Dead is...
A show about a show.
A show within a show, yeah.
But someone immediately from the network immediately tweeted at me like, you know you signed an NDA never to say anything bad about The Walking Dead. I was like, oh, yeah.
What does NDA stand for? That's my next question.
I can get sued for $1 million for that tweet.
$1 million?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, at least it was good in this room.
You got worth it!
Next question. Being a good dad means that you have to eat the hot dog that burst.
Sammy J.
Yes, Sammy J.
Josh.
Yes, you are correct. Point there for Sammy, yes.
I just found out you're a dad.
Yeah. I've got two kids.
Oh, congratulations.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's
thanks.
Huge.
But you're a dad.
I'm a dad, yeah, sorry.
Do your kids eat the hot dogs that burst?
Do they what?
The sausages?
Sausages?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I know that in America, how do you cook a hot dog in America?
We call it a hot dog.
How do you cook it?
Oh, you put it in water and you boil it.
You do boil it. Okay, I thought it was always barbecued or on a grill.
You can't barbecue a hot dog.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can.
Are you fucking kidding me? What just happened?
Okay, all right, let's all... Gareth, come on, guys.
A hot dog?
Yeah. Why the fuck? Why would you...
No, that's a sausage.
No. You can barbecue both. You can actually barbecue a hot dog.
You're a fucking animal.
You know that hot dogs are cooked with heat, right?
Yeah.
It's just a different kind
water.
Of heat. No, not hot water. If you're, you know what, barbecue a fucking hot dog and get back to me, and then you'll be like, you'll be like, oh, that's why my life has been shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you do with chicken? Do you just boil your fucking chicken? Do
you? I'm vegetarian, so this offends me.
Yeah. What do you barbecue tofu? What do you do?
Yeah.
In this country as well, if you're poor, well, I grew up poor, we would have something called pink soup. Do you have pink soup in America?
Oh, God.
I don't think
you
so.
Do. You did fucking not.
Yeah, pink soup.
What is pink soup?
The water that you boil the hot dogs
in. Oh, shut up. What happened?
You would have pink soup.
What?
Oh, my God.
With how like poor? Vegetables in it?
That wasn't the whole meal, but you would have it. It was like a little miso next to your hot dog.
As in miso poor.
Yeah, yeah. It was like a...
Did you live in a house or like a tent
yeah,
or
had,
a hut?
A house.
You grew up in a
was
booth.
There a, was there a dirt but floor or a regular floor?
Parents worked hard and they couldn't afford proper meats. We have.
I'm going to say they didn't work hard enough right now.
They were probably eating steaks in the bedroom while you were just drinking hot dog water downstairs.
Well, my dad was a door-to-door nuts and bolts salesman, which is a tough job.
It was not.
That's
yeah. That's what you do.
What the fuck?
Go around.
Yeah.
Go
your house is a bit rickety.
Yeah.
I heard some squeaking. Want to buy nuts?
Yeah, you know what? I'll take two.
All right.
Made 4 cents today, honey. Yeah.
And the other thing I want to know, because I just like having people in the country that aren't from the country, is what do you call smaller hot dogs?
Penises.
I think cocktail wieners.
Cocktail wieners.
Because in Australia, they're called little boys.
I mean, that is just...
Well, you guys should absolutely stop calling them that. Yeah.
And that's why he became vegetarian.
Yeah. That's what they feed you in church instead of the body of Christ. guys, they have a track record.
They do.
I didn't do it.
Next.
So the blood of Christ would just be a hot dog water.
Yeah, the pig soup. Yeah. Yeah.
What, do you have a little girl's food?
Huh?
Little girls? No, we're moving on.
Alrighty.
Yeah. We're going to go right past that one.
Next question. Report says South Australia has the cheapest ecstasy. Less 10 cents you get when you return the little plastic baggie.
Dave.
Yes, Dave.
Gareth.
No, that is Adam. Adam Rosenbach's there.
It's about drugs.
There.
I figured
yeah,
it was
but
you.
I'm with you. I'm not taking Molly on these trips. Or ever. Stay in school, kids. Eat your... Come on, guys.
Molly's a good name. We don't use that here.
Oh.
What do you...
It's called CAPS or MDMA. Don't we? Well, my dealer doesn't anyway. So.
Next question. Have you guys seen The Real Housewives where they're super nice to the waitstaff? Kidding, that's not one.
Dave, that's Gareth.
Yeah, it is Gareth. Yes, you are right. Yes, point there for Dave.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never seen Real Housewives. But
well,
I can imagine.
You've not lived.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
No, they're very...
Real Housewives of where? Which one are you watching?
And all of them. Any of them. Every time there's people waiting on them, they're just like, I know, right? And then food's in front of them like, oh, magic. They never like say like, thank you or anything like that. But they didn't grow up with pink soup. You know what I mean? Yeah. They're not, yeah.
Is that them, though, or is that the producers saying, hey, we don't have time for niceness?
I think you edit everything out. So it's like they just genuinely are not like, I mean, you know, every episode of that show is like, I'm having a party because I don't do anything else. And then I'm not going to talk about it anymore.
And then they're yelling. And then they're all yelling at Carol.
Next question. Anyone else stuck on the tarmac for 50 minutes because a guy ran into the bathroom when the plane landed?
Gareth.
Yes, Gareth.
I think it's Josh.
No, it was Dave.
Damn it.
Dave. You were on the plane with me.
Oh, yeah. I remember that guy. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It was you in the bathroom, you fucking.
I didn't know what you were talking about.
You're the one who told me that the guy ran into the bathroom.
Well, I just knew I didn't write it. I thought it was maybe a common thing. Yeah. Yeah. That happens a lot, though, in America. Where, like, guys like, well, we landed. Time to do my thing. It's like, no, there's another part of this.
Because a lot of your social media is you being angry on people on planes for taking their shoes off, and I'm agreeing with you. I think it's the worst thing.
Well, that was who gets in first class? I'm like, hey, we you do the bid thing on Virgin, and I did. I'm like, yeah, this would be great. I'm in first. What the fuck? Like a guy just got his and he puts him up against the wall right next to me, and they're not good feet. There's some feet that are good, but these are bad.
So you'd be okay with good feet?
Well, it's better than crusty old man feet. You know, there were feet that, like, parts could have just fallen off at any time.
You'd have been lucky if they did.
Yeah. Weren't good feet. Yeah. But then we just also come out of the Brisbane airport where two guys were just lounging on couches with their shoes off.
Mm-hmm. That's Brisbane. Yeah. That is.
Everybody says that, but that's it's not acceptable. It's not an answer. Fix them.
Well, that was the premier and the vice premier there, so.
The vice premier.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a good dude. Yeah. We're big on vice premiers in this country.
You can tell us anything. It's yeah. like, and here, if the premier dies, then the vice. I get it. I understand. We have a similar system.
Yeah. Deputy. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, next question. Australia is so awful at the minute that one of the biggest names in radio said the N-word on air and it isn't the biggest story of the day.
Dave, that's Adam.
No, that was me. A point
Fuck.
There for no one.
That, that happened?
Playing. Yeah, a guy who's been on air for years and years and years. This guy called Alan Jones. He's an arsehole.
Right-wing dickhead.
Dropped the N-bomb, even said, some people say I shouldn't say this, but I'm not going to curtail to them, said it, and then later he apologised for
it. He tried to dress it up. It was an old saying, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That was not a defence of Alan.
It is a very old saying, to be
It's a colloquialism, for God's sake.
But that was his defence. It's like it's just a common
I was just using classic words.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah.
Not number one story of the day.
He was just talking about his favourite Ice Cube band. Everyone's what too scared was, to fucking talk about it.
What was the number one story of the day?
The Royals.
Someone said cunt.
I don't know. some princess had a baby. I don't know. Anyway.
Oh, they're great.
Next question. Kanye is a good example of how having tons of money makes people normal.
Adam.
Yes, Adam.
Gareth?
No, that was Dave. A point there for Dave. Yes.
I didn't even remember I did that one. Yeah. I would have said Gareth.
Me too, honestly. I was like, yeah, it's got a ring of me on there.
I wrote it when I was in the toilet on the plane.
That's what I tweet. Yeah.
And our final question for the round. Hey, people who talk on speakerphone in public, are you fucking crazy?
Sammy Dave. J.
Yes, Sammy.
Gareth.
Yes, yeah, you are correct. Yes, sure. That was Gareth. Yes, point there for Sammy J.
Gareth is really about rules in public. It's one of his things.
What?
Etiquette? Yep. Like you...
Phone. I mean, I people are like talking on their phone and speakerphone in public. It is just crazy to me. Or FaceTiming in public. And or there was a guy one time when I was in an airport who was FaceTiming while he was taking a piss at a urinal. And I was like, this is arguably illegal what you're doing in here. Yeah. Or, but yeah, I mean, people just don't. Nobody gives a shit about anyone else at this point. So it's like, oh, I got a phone call.
There's a guy in the bathroom at Brisbane. And he pulled.
Is it the premier?
Vice. The Vice.
He's allowed to do this. Okay.
He was at the urinal and he pulled his pants down like you do when you're a little kid.
Ah,
yeah, yeah.
We saw it. What
was
he
saying? Yeah. Fucking adult, mate. What are you doing?
What he's doing is fucking letting it out. He wants to let his ass breathe while he's peeing.
Yeah. That's a power move, too. Yeah. You're like, yeah, anyone want to piss next to this guy?
We saw a guy today with his kid.
Oh, yeah.
And he had his pants off his kid, and then he was holding his kid by the ass up to the urinal, and we both walked in and we're like, what the fuck?
Like, it took me like my minute of brain to go, is it a small man?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I didn't know what was happening.
No, yeah, it sort of looked like that thing that was in that guy's stomach in Total Recall. You were just like, what is going on?
Yeah, he wasn't, like, if I did that to my kid, I would hold him by under the shoulders, but this guy's like, I'm going to grab your ass in a really weird way.
There you go, bud.
Let's make this super weird.
Yeah, squeeze that belly like you're a tube of toothpaste. Get it out of you.
In my defense, it wasn't my kid.
At the end of the round, the scores are Gareth on 1 point. Go for Gareth. Sammy on 2 points. Adam on 3 points, and also on 3 points is Dave Anthony.
Hey, I've been drinking.
I should point out, you guys just aren't playing for the sake of playing. You're actually playing for this trophy here. So the winner gets this trophy by Charlotte Design. So only 7 of them in existence.
Whoa,
you can maybe take one home with you.
What, home to the hotel? Or
Yeah.
That my wife would love that.
I want to see you explain it to customs when I go. What's this? Yeah.
I won a podcast.
No,
when they ask for your passport, just hand them that.
Yeah, I'm kind of a cunt. Is that what you guys? That's what you guys say. That's.
You haven't won it yet, mate.
Yeah. All right. This round is called couch surfing. Now, as comedians, we tend to spend more than our fair share sleeping on people's couches. And today, we're talking about an experience that Adam Rosenbach here had that the next morning made it quite uncomfortable. But what was it? Was it A, he took a lady back to the house, and while they were having sex, he discovered that she was the loudest moaner he had ever experienced. Every time he told her to shush, it just seemed to excite her even more.
Yeah, there's some like that.
B, He took a lady back, and the next morning when they got up at the breakfast table...
They're both about taking ladies back. Yeah.
Separate ladies,
There's three of them. Wait.
Okay.
So in this one, B, he took a lady back, and the next morning when they got up at the breakfast table, it was quickly discovered that she was the ex of the flatmate.
Oh, yeah.
And she knew exactly what she was doing when they got back there.
Ooh.
Or was it C?
Like she knew how to fuck, or...
She knew that it was...
Oh, she knew.
She knew it was the flatmates. Or was it C? Adam took a lady back to the house, and while they were having sex, Adam split his penis.
The golden staff.
There's more. The blood was so severe, the room looked like a scene from Dexter.
Gareth.
Now.
Pink soup.
No, you can talk about that on The Talking Dead.
Yeah. Now. One of these is correct, but you have to try and determine which one is the truth.
Yeah.
You can get a point if you get it right. You don't have to guess together. Ask him as many questions, but bear in mind, he wants you to get it wrong, so he gets your point.
Right.
So he will be lying to you. So, ask away.
How many questions?
As many as you want.
When you say, when it says split your penis,
mm-hmm.
yep. I'm picturing like what Moses did to the Red Sea.
Yep.
It was the Red Sea afterwards.
I have a left and right side of my
right.
penis now.
Right, yeah. You had coasts.
Yeah.
And then how long did it take for your penis to heal? If that's the true one, Adam. If that's even your real name.
Several weeks.
Did you have to get stitches?
No stitches. But the doctor said I needed to soak it in...
hot dog water.
Vaseline.
Salt water. And I was like, I was living at home at the time. I was like, well, what? I can't use a cup or anything. So I just got like a the lid off a deodorant can and just put it in that.
Well, you're revealing some stuff.
Yeah.
When the woman was moaning louder than expected,
yep.
and you were telling her to shush, were you still trying to do that in like a sexy way?
Oh, I was just aware that, you know, it was an old house and paper thin walls, so I didn't want to wake everyone up. But I did kind of want them to think that I was doing a really good job.
when you told her to shush, would she be like, yeah, like that?
Yeah, she wanted it to be louder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did the guy you were staying with say when breakfast time came around?
He didn't get much sleep.
Okay.
So he was just like, I'm pretty tired.
Was he dressed as a woman all night in your bed?
No, he was in the other room.
Oh.
How long did you guys talk, you and the other guy?
In the morning?
Yeah. Oh.
No, during coitus.
This is great. Was this what it was like for you?
You look like my buddy's ex.
Yeah, in the morning. How long did you guys...
So this is the second story you're asking me about now?
With the guy.
Yeah.
That's right, B.
Yeah, we chatted, but it was, that's when I realized that, you know, because she was still there. And he came out
Did he tell you?
Well, yeah, afterwards.
Not during?
No.
So how did he break it to you?
Well, he was like, you know, I've slept with her before.
Okay. He's a man of few
pretty
words.
Honest,
I mean, what do you really need to say? Yeah, exactly. Anyway, you're not coming over here anymore, obviously.
Was he sad or did he wink?
He wasn't happy, no.
Yeah, so he
But he winked at the same time.
I have a question for you. Which one of those is true?
That's how you play, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Any more questions?
With the moaning and the shushing... Could you just do it how you did it with the shush?
Play both roles.
I think Sammy just wants some tips on how to make someone moan really loudly. Like, is that?
No, it was just kind of like. No, well, you need.
No,
to...
I asked a question. I expected an answer.
I wasn't aggressive about it.
No, I'm not saying what. Yeah. But I mean,
like a librarian.
Was
shush?
It like a yeah?
No, it was more like you'd need to keep it down sort of thing.
No, but that's a description of what happened and I asked for a performance. So what I need is to hear exactly how it sounded. No, sorry, everyone. No, I'm saying shh, but you don't say shh to them. So we need silence from them and we need... Okay. Shut the fuck up!
Oh my God, I just came.
I'm just glad the lack of women on the bill hasn't changed the tone of the discussion, Josh.
Up until half hour ago, there was going to be a woman on the bill. Just so the audience don't think that I didn't book a woman.
Well, but Adam slept with her. So.
Yeah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
One more question.
Go for it.
Regarding, now, the implication was that in story B, the woman actually was effectively using you as some sort of revenge tactic to her ex. Is that true?
Yes.
And so...
happy to be used.
It's a business you run now, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If anyone needs revenge, I'm out. I'm for you.
Okay. Did you suspect anything beforehand? Or
no, not at all. I didn't know they'd known each other. Mm-hmm. So
how did you meet her?
Just at a bar.
Just randomly at a bar?
Mm.
Wow.
Did she check your address first? Was she going around checking licenses?
She was an Uber driver.
3 stars.
All right, we're going to lock in some answers. So, Sammy, are you going A, B, or C?
Split penis.
You can see.
No. So, my answer. Split penis.
C. Gareth.
I think it's B.
You think it's B?
Yeah.
Which one's
you think
B?
It's B?
I think A is a red herring. Part
flatmate was her ex.
Calculated move.
That one's happened to me. So.
Wait a minute. Was it you two?
I thought it was your house.
Mine was better though, because the guy was Japanese, didn't speak English, so he sat at the breakfast table, eating cereal and crying.
Shouldn't eat cereal if you're crying. Anyway. Makes it all watery and weird.
That's hard, isn't it, to get into your Fruit Loops when you're crying?
For sure, yeah. The water's not as good, and the milk's better.
I'm gonna go with the moaning.
You think that's A?
A. Yeah.
The correct answer was C. So a point there for Sammy, and 2 points for Adam. Split penis.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, it was fucking horrible.
You must have great health care.
What was in her vagina?
Moses.
You know, if you get them women excited, there's like a lubrication thing that happens.
Yeah.
How did it happen?
So it doesn't tear apart.
You were fucking the couch. It was a spring.
You were fucking the couch. It wasn't a woman.
No, we'd moved and then it got all of a sudden particularly lubricated.
Oh.
Oh my God.
And then it ended and I was like, I could hear like a sss. And I was like, I said to her, like, are you pissing? And she's like, no. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? I could hear it.
You're like, I just got my period.
Yeah. And I put my hand down there and it was like covered in blood.
Holy
and I was like, oh,
shit.
Fuck. So I ran to the bathroom and then I come back out and I, you know, had worked out what happened. And I said to her, there's going to be a lot of blood down there. It's not you. You're not fucking...
That's a great thing to hear.
Yeah, I know.
That's a real good news, bad news situation.
And she looked at you and just went, shh.
And it was my mate's house, like his apartment. It looked like fucking there'd been a murder. It was like a homicide.
What'd you wrap it in, a towel?
My penis?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
A really, really big towel, Adam.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Well, I'm picturing him running. I'm picturing him running to the hospital with a towel.
No, I didn't have to go to the hospital. I just didn't keep bleeding.
When you say split, what is it like? Just cut or
yeah? How hard do you get?
And where was it cut? The top?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like where the hole is?
No, not that. Where the foreskin joins the penis.
Can you show us exactly how it split?
And let's have a look at the recovery. I mean, I think we'd all like to see where you're dealing it with now.
I wish I never heard that story.
It was worth it just for Gareth's, you know, unappreciated comment that inside the vagina was in fact Moses parting Adam's dick.
That was
follow
delicious.
Me, Semites.
At the end of the round, the scores are Gareth on 1 point. Give it for Gareth. Sammy on 3 points. Dave on 3 points. But now in the lead on 5 points, it's Adam Rosenbach.
Wow.
All right, this round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. In this round, I'll read out a story about one person on the panel, and you have to tell me if you think it's true. You say yeah. If you think it's a lie, you say nah. You can ask as many questions you want. You get a point if you get right. A point to the person who the fact may be about if you're incorrect. So, you get one each. So, to Adam. Now, Gareth once had a job where he was a ballet parker. That is, he would dress up in a tutu and park people's cars for them. Yeah or no? You can ask him as many questions as you want.
have you suffered depression?
Yes.
Yeah.
After I heard your story.
I'd say you. I'm saying you were a ballet Parker.
You hear straight away? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I believe it.
You are correct. Yes, that is true.
Yeah.
Point, in LA?
No, in Milwaukee, where I'm from. It was like my first real job.
And why was it? And why were you? Why the ballet Parker?
I started to do improv when I was like 15, and then as soon as I could drive, I got a job at this improv club. Where I was too young to really do anything, but there was a job. Like when I was a kid and I would go to this comedy club, I would see the Ballet Parker and we'd all like talk shit on him and be like, what a loser! And then I went there and they offered me the job and I'd wear a tutu and I'd greet people and then I'd be like, all right, follow me to your spot. And I'd pirouette around the parking lot and I'd direct them to a spot. And I made great tips. It was like a great job. I made like great tips and Dave, I don't want you looking at me anymore. And yeah. And
did you know this, Dave?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
Is it hard to drive in a tutu?
I didn't have to drive. I would just direct them by pirouetting around the parking lot. So there was no.
Did they know you were working there, or was it just you were the crazy person in the car?
There were definitely a lot of people who were like, get away. And no, we don't have crack. And no, we don't want crack. And
How is that helpful? Like, the people can't remember their fucking car park?
No, it was more. It was just like, you know, a little.
Improv.
Yeah, it's just the fun. It sets the tone. Like, you're going to have a real hacky evening here. Like, buckle the fuck up. This is going to be a nightmare night for you. It starts when you move into the parking lot, and it ends when you leave the parking lot.
They just wanted people to know who were going that there was not a person in the whole building that had any dignity.
Yeah. Thank you. And yes, yeah, it sets the tone early. Yeah.
And did you have to get changed there?
I would wear the tutu over my so I would just show up like this, and then I just put a tutu on over this.
Yeah, right. So you didn't commit to it too hard.
Not too hard.
Yeah. You don't know how the game works, so you're supposed to ask questions and then guess.
He got
not
it right.
Guess and then ask 20
got it
questions.
Right.
I'm loving it. It's
he cracked content. Me early. It's like making a murder. I was like, I did. Okay, I did.
All right.
Yeah, and then we went to the trailer.
Now you can see WrestleMania. Okay, yeah. So to Gareth now. Sammy here recently filmed a sketch with our ex-Prime Minister, Mr. Kevin Rudd. During the filming, Kevin Rudd dropped his phone and the entire screen smashed. Kevin was so nonchalant about it, though, that it was unsettling, and all of Sammy's crew thinks Kevin Rudd is a sociopath. You can ask him as many questions as you want.
When you met him, were you nervous to meet him?
A little bit. Not nervous, but excited.
What was the sketch?
The sketch was, I do a little like weekly political sketch and there's been like, you know, 17 prime ministers in the last few months in Australia. And so I was pretending to be the prime ministerial portrait artist who's got like RSI in the wrists because I can't keep up
right.
Drawing all the pictures of the prime ministers.
Good sketch.
Thank you. Cheers. Yeah.
And then did you reach out to him?
Physically in the moment?
I was like... On a production basis, but then, yeah, in his moment of peril, were you there for a touch?
I like, basically, it's alarming how easy it is to reach out to politicians in Australia. Like, I used to think you have to go through all these levels, but you drop them a line on their website, 90% of the time, they'll get back to you in, like, the next 24 hours, and he was keen.
I mean, if you're lying, you're a sociopath, because this is very convincing. And then when he says your crew, like, that's just your buddies and... Like,
yeah, there's, like, three of us. We're a low-budget ABC... sketch show, so crew is generous of Josh, but
yeah, that's high budget at the ABC.
Yeah. Two of them are my parents, though. Yeah. So they chip in.
Congratulations, that's huge. I will have to go with the A. Yes,
it was nah. It didn't really happen, so a point there for Sammy. But you did.
I'm
you did
bombing
meet...
this game.
That's all right. You met Kevin Rudd.
I met Kevin. He was at the ABC this week, and I sort of just punked him and took a photo with him. I tried to lick former prime ministers. That's a thing I do.
Yeah.
But how's that going?
Well, I'm too polite, so I ask permission first. So far...
I don't know if you're too polite.
In the moment, yeah. I just don't want... You know, it's I mean, it's 2018. You can't
where do you
lick without...
Them?
Sorry?
Where do you lick them? You
well, see, I never yet has it been achieved because I will ask if I can lick them and then they say no. So I don't need...
How about a picture? You're like, okay, yeah, I'll take that concession. Yeah.
If I had the opportunity, probably a little on the air, I reckon.
You know, Dave was a prime minister.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Have at it. He's got great ears.
I would change things and just start licking them.
Just lick? Just go in?
Yeah, just go
you're
in.
Yeah, but you're a lick first kind of guy.
Yeah. Always
ask
have
questions
been.
Later.
Yeah. Always
have been. Yeah. Okay, so to Sammy. Now, Dave once went to audition for a kid's show where in the scene he had to tell a joke and laugh. Dave did this, but as he laughed, the child in the scene with him, who had already booked the gig, cried and ran off to their parents. Dave did not book the gig. You can ask him as many questions as you want.
What was the joke?
Oh, fuck, it was so long ago, I don't remember. It was a joke that they wrote for me.
They wrote like, for you?
Yeah.
And sorry, and so the kid was, just trying to get my head around that, the kid was already in the show? Or
yeah, he was on the same level as me, so yep. He was like close to getting the job.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And can you? Was it the content of the joke that made him cry?
I think it was just my personality. I think that they told the joke and it was stupid, so I laughed at how stupid the joke was. He was already having a hard time.
Would you characterize the laugh as a cruel laugh?
But my laugh is, yeah, like often, yeah.
Were there any words attached around?
No, laugh? I didn't like, say anything
you
around
fucking
it.
Little psycho. No, or I didn't.
eat children.
It's like, I really need this job. I really need it.
No, I didn't say anything around, but I also was, it was years ago, so I didn't have a kid, so I didn't get along well with kids.
Mm-hmm. Do you get along well with kids now?
Yeah, now I'm great with kids.
You good at laughing at their jokes?
Yeah, I can laugh at a kid's
What's
joke.
What's your favorite kid's joke?
Well, they never make any sense. They're like, hey, there's
Didn't
a thing...
Didn't ask if that made sense, right?
Yeah. He's being very evasive, isn't he?
Answer his goddamn question, Dave.
Okay, my favorite kid joke is knock, knock.
Who's there?
Moo!
Moo who?
Impatient cow. I think I fucked that up.
Yeah, you fucked it up.
Yep.
But do it the other way around. Yeah.
I can see why you didn't get the gig.
Yeah. Laughing after that.
There's
he
the laugh.
Like, what?
Yeah.
What was the name of the kid show?
Oh, fuck, I have no idea.
Oh, so all the most relevant facts to this particular anecdote you have no recollection of whatsoever.
I forgot your name.
I was that kid.
I'm fucking horrible with names, so I don't remember any of that shit.
That's fine. My name is Sammy, and that is not true.
You are correct, Sammy. That was not true. Yes, a point there for Sammy, yes. But kind of based on a truth, you do have one audition story where you went to audition for a kid's TV show.
It wasn't a kid show. Yes, it was a kid show, actually. It was a young teen. And no, I just remember it was like a young teen show, and I go in.
Were you the cool dude?
I know. I was supposed to be a cop.
Selling Molly?
I was supposed to be a cop who does improv on the weekends.
Oh, God.
And so.
Is this how you two met? Is this
I ballet parked his car, yeah. And then.
Yes, and I'll shoot you. Yeah.
So we're doing the scene. I'm doing the scene with the casting director, and then I'm supposed to get to a point where I do improv. And I'm like, I have no idea what the fuck that means. Someone told me later what it meant. But so we got to the point, and I just went, "Arg, I'm a pirate!" And everybody just fucking stared at me and was like, "Okay, thank you." And they just turned off the camera, and they're like, "That will be all."
The director just smashed the camera. He's like, "I need a minute. I can't.
And
I don't want to do this anymore."
And then one of the guys who started UCB called me up, and he heard the story, and he was like, "You were supposed to be like, hey, give me a name, give me a city." Like I was supposed to act like I was doing, but I had no idea. I was like, "Arg, I'm a pirate!"
Oh my god! I had to hire a judge.
I asked for the tape, and they said they wouldn't give it to me, but I wanted to put it up online.
Yeah. Hard to get it out of a smashed camera.
All right, so to Dave. Now Adam, he writes for a football show. Where after one show, a female producer gave out Adam's number to a guest who was an ex-footballer just to get this guy off her back. That night, Adam got a dick pic sent to him, so Adam sent this guy a dick pic back. Yeah or nah?
Your dick's a big player in the show.
Yeah. You get a lot of dick play. Was your dick cut at this point? How did this come up with the woman?
Well, she just didn't want him to harass her anymore, so she just gave out a fake number.
And this is on your podcast?
No, this is on a footy show that I write for.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know you did anything beyond the podcast.
Yeah. I'm doing very well.
But is she like someone you know very well?
Well, yeah, because I've worked with her for like 5 or 6 years.
Okay.
So we'd worked together, and then he had been booked by another producer. That's why I didn't have her number, but he asked for her number.
Yeah, I believe it. That's a yay.
You think yeah?
Yeah.
It was nah. Point there for Adam. All that made up. So a point there for Adam. Yes.
I'll send you a dick pic though.
Yeah.
I don't think I want to see that little scarred bastard.
Yar, I'm a pirate.
It's got a patch on it.
Yeah.
I guess it's Captain No Eye. I don't know what this is.
Okay, at the end of that round, the scores are Gareth on 1 point.
He's holding strong.
Dave on 3 points. Yeah. Sammy on 5 points. In the lead on 7 points is Adam Rosenbach.
Yeah, man.
Oh. All right. This is our final round. This round is called Who. In this round, I'll read out 10 questions all about you guys. If you know who it is, buzz in. Your name's your buzzer. You get a point if you get it right, a point off if you get it wrong. Only round you can lose points. Can't buzz in for your own ones. First one is this one. Who here was convinced that their parents were separated, only to walk into the room to find out that they definitely were not separated?
Adam, Sammy?
No, that's Gareth there, so point off Adam, yes.
That's not true, is it?
I don't know. Wait, what happened?
It's well, this... You thought your parents were separated, and then you walked in on them, and they were not
oh,
separated.
Oh, yes, that did happen. Yes, yes. Oh, okay. That did happen. Yeah.
So how did you? Why did you think they were separated?
They told me they were separating. They didn't tell me they were still fucking. When I came downstairs in the middle of the night, I was like, I'm hungry, oh my God! And then I was like, they're back together! And then they weren't at all. And I was like, you're dirty perverts. What are you doing?
And then you took your tutu back upstairs.
Yeah, I was going home. Oh, I'm home. It was on a couch bed, too.
Hot.
The saddest fuck.
Yeah, it's okay, I was 9.
Is it okay?
Is the couch bed?
No, the memory.
Yeah,
no, he does stand-up comedy. Of course, it's not okay.
No, it's all in the recesses, just yeah. Hidden in a bubbling.
Was your mom enjoying it?
There will be no more questions.
Sammy asked about the moaning.
Full performance.
Yeah.
Who here once broke their arm trying to run away from a public transport officer?
Sammy J.
Yes, Sammy.
Adam.
You are correct. Yes, there's a point there for Sammy.
Fucking 100%. I knew that one. Who else would it be? First of all, we don't have public transport officers in America.
How old were you?
I was 16, and I'd been looking at graffiti near Essendon Station in Melbourne, and the public transport dude, the guy who's running the station master, saw us, and then he came and chased after us in his car.
Oh!
And then we fucking bolted. And I went to jump a fence and put my arm down on the rocks, and it's very uneven, and I snapped my arm.
Ooh!
Jesus. And then he made me cross the track, so I had to get down on the platform. Across the tracks and then back up on the platform with a busted arm.
A lot of injuries.
What's more painful, the arm or the dick? What was more painful?
Arm or dick? Arm or dick?
I hate this game. Dick.
Okay.
Next question. Who here hates when people play guitar in intimate settings?
Sammy J.
Yes, Sammy.
Dave.
You are correct. Yes, it is Dave. Yes.
It was so obvious.
How often does that happen? When you walk downstairs and you see Gareth's parents fucking and you bring out the guitar.
I'm playing it. Yeah. Some new stuff. It's edgy.
Just anytime someone pulls out a guitar and it's like me or someone else, I'm like, oh, I wish I was dead.
I 100% agree with you.
Yeah. I think that's all of us. I think that's all of us feel.
He's on record for saying it, though.
Okay, yeah. Fair.
So someone wanted to sing a song on, I think it was on a podcast, and I was like, I have to go. I'm like, why? And I'm like, because I don't want to watch that. It's all just me and you. Why would I?
I used to do a radio show where every Friday would get someone come in, a band come in and play. And the bands are fine because it's three of them or four of them. But when it was just a solo artist, I would say, oh, do it in the other studio because we can get a sound going in there doing it properly. It was just because I didn't want to sit in there and watch them go, oh, you're so earnest.
Yeah. You play guitar.
I know, and I don't go out and just one-on-one, just, oh, you're going to love this. Oh,
on the train?
Kumbaya.
Should, man.
I'd rather have a bloody dick.
Hey, I won't need that guitar at the end. That's fine. That's cool. Okay. Cheers.
Who here had a job as dressing up for kids' birthday parties?
Dave.
Yes, Dave.
Gareth.
You are correct. Yes, a point there for Dave. Yes.
That's inside information I had, though.
Yeah,
that's fair. All right.
Yep.
Dressing up as what?
You name it, bud.
Yeah, and he would do anything for $65.
Huh?
Hitler?
It's more appropriate now than it used to be. But no, not then. Not then. No, anything. Scooby-Doo, Power Rangers, Spider-Man, Batman.
Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, it was a fucking nightmare. Yeah, absolute nightmare. Yeah. And I'd be banging cigarettes before the gig, too. So I'd be like, you stink. I'd be like, hey, look, just give me money, okay? I did it for like 5 years.
Did you have to, like, entertain them or just
Oh, yeah, it was a whole song and dance. Yeah, I'd go there, I'd make the birthday kid feel special. We'd play games with hula hoops. Then I'd do a magic trick. Then we'd play another game like Limbo. Then I'd do another magic trick. And then I'd make balloon animals for 15 minutes. Yeah,
and that was
imagine that being your existence, that noise you just made.
What's the best balloon animal you can punch out?
Oh, man, I can, you know, poodle. I'm now excited. She's like, oh. I can do a poodle with the funny little tail, you know, where it's like got a little cute thing at the end. Thank you. It is cute. Thank you.
I can do a hot dog.
On the barbecue.
I can do
you freak.
Or a little boy, whatever.
I can do a really good, like, 9-year-old boy, and then there's, like, a mum and a dad having sex on a couch. I'll make one for you later. I'll make you one later.
Who here as a teenager served their teacher who was buying a bra?
Gareth.
Yes, Gareth.
Sammy.
Yes, you are correct. Yes, point there for Gareth.
Yeah, working at Fosse's, which...
Target.
Yeah, it's the shit version of Target. Yeah. And this was a Fosse clearance centre, so the lowest of the low, down in Frankston.
Clearance bras.
Clearance bras.
Wow.
Yeah, like returned stock. Yeah. And my teacher arrived, and she hadn't realised I was on the counter, a little pimply Jay, 14 years old. And so I just tried to be ultra polite, so I tried to maintain eye contact the whole time, but as a result, couldn't put the bra in the bag because I have bad no hand-eye coordination, so it was like a 90-second protracted sketch where I'm just missing and trying to chat to her about science.
And when you saw your teachers outside of the school as well, it was so weird. So
full
weird.
On.
What was it, a nice bra? Was it like a sexy bra or was it...
Never saw it. And it's an eternal regret. Saw her breasts several times after that particular day, of course. We had a great chat about science and she really didn't see the bra.
How?
Well, did you listen to my story, Adam? I was maintaining eye contact. Well, I knew it was a bra briefly. Yes, it was a fine bra.
So you were better off just like repeatedly fondling it instead of looking at it.
Yeah, totally.
And making eye contact with her whether he was doing it.
Yeah.
Like a cat pummeling, just like hi.
Moaning a little bit. Yeah. I admit. Yeah.
Sorry, it's caught a what did it sound like?
Yeah. Yeah. There's matching panties.
My first job was an apprentice hairdresser, and a teacher came in. And I had to wash her hair, and that is a weird. When you're 15,
I did do that, and I wasn't an apprentice hairdresser.
Just shampooing it's like really your sensual, own teacher's head. It's just like, yeah, no
False.
Good. No, that's true. That's true.
You got to say your name, even though that's not part of the game.
All right, next question here is: who once caught their neighbour climbing another neighbour's fence to steal the fruit off their tree?
Gareth.
Yes, Gareth.
Dave.
Yes, you are correct. Yes, point there for Gareth. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. We had neighbors, we called them hobo tangs. They would come over and steal the fruit off our neighbor's tree. And sometimes they'd send up their young children to get the better ones.
Yeah.
What fruit?
Oranges.
Did you make a citizen's arrest?
No. I would just watch it awkwardly because they were fucked up people. They wanted to open a french fry store. Well, and sometimes they would...
The people stealing the oranges or the neighbors?
The guys who would steal the oranges. And and they also would let their 3-year-old drive down the street.
Hang on.
Lots happening. Yeah,
the French fry store. Let's talk about that. Were they going to take down McDonald's? Like how?
Yeah, they were like, it's just going to be French fries and nothing else. Only French fries.
Right. Then they opened that here. Isn't it called Just Fries? Isn't there one of those?
Lord of the Fries.
Lord of the Fries.
Yeah.
That's
yeah. But that was their idea. They were going to do it San Bernardino.
They just had to find a potato tree to steal from. Yeah.
Well, they just didn't want to get scurvy.
Yeah. Or they were colorblind and thought the oranges were potatoes. Like, these fries suck.
And they had 2 kids and 1 slept in the hallway because they didn't have enough rooms.
I'll send some pink soup over. Okay.
Shared a room.
And they drank a lot of pink soup.
Yeah. Okay, next question. Who here had a panic attack while they were on a Ferris wheel?
Oh, Dave.
I heard Sammy first.
Dave.
No, it was Adam Rosenberg, so point off Sammy there.
What the fuck?
Oh, mate.
Wait, what?
So I was about 8 and we were at carnival.
Yeah.
But it was a little Ferris wheel, like, for the little kids. And I was on there with my like 3 or 4-year-old cousin and it went up and I'm shit scared of heights. And it went up and I fucking lost my mind, like screaming, carrying on, people running from everywhere, thinking little girls in
and
trouble.
And your dad's like, that's my boy.
Yeah. And I reckon they just fucking lifted me off like that. Like it was fucking embarrassing. Like I reckon my dad just left. Just went, I'm done.
How'd you like your ride?
Next question. Who, while working at a restaurant, would constantly get food poisoning from eating there because one of the chefs never washed the chopping board properly?
Gareth.
Yes, Gareth.
Dave.
You are correct. Yes, there's a point there for Gareth. Yes.
Constantly. He would fucking throw the meat down and he would cut up the meat and then he would make salad on top of that. And so I'd always be getting sick and I'd be like, dude!
You gotta stop ordering the cross contamination salad. I mean, that's your first mistake there. That's
also,
how they make that.
You know, the first time you got sick, how about you don't do it again?
Yeah.
I'm still getting sick.
I'll have the salmonella. Yeah, one more. One more run.
Next question. Who tried to burn down their primary school?
Dave.
Gareth.
Yes, Dave.
Adam.
You are correct. Yes, a point there for Dave.
Man.
So it was great prep. So that's like I was five?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Evil. And I remember...
I can't believe the same kid who was scared of heights was like, I'm going to burn this fucker down.
Well, I wanted everything at ground level. I don't remember the lead up to it, but I remember the day, and I was walking to school with Mum, and my friend came and met me, like, as we were walking, and I walked ahead of Mum and said, yeah, I've got the matches. So it's just fucking evil. And it was first little play, and we went out to the toilets, and we were setting fire to the toilet paper, and it was a wooden toilet block, and for whatever reason, it just didn't take. I think it was too compact, as I'm an arsonist now, so I know how to do it properly, use the right accelerant. But...
somehow, and this is before I knew what those were.
Mum and Dad never found out. Like, I went home. I lived in fear for like 10 years that it would fucking come back and bite me. But
nothing.
So hang on. So it didn't light.
It didn't catch fire, but the other kids dobbed us in.
Oh.
And so we got in trouble for it. We got in trouble from the vice principal.
But they didn't tell your parents?
No, I couldn't believe it. But I'd be telling them that. Okay.
It's not your parents. Child services, at least. Yeah, like you're 5 years old with matches.
Yeah.
You had some issues. Yeah.
I'm fine now, mate.
No, yeah, totally. I totally want to hang out with you.
And our final question for the game. Who here once had an egg thrown at them because of their political beliefs?
Adam.
Yes, Adam.
Gareth.
No, it was Sammy J.
Wow. It was when you tried to lick a prime minister, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I was trying to make an omelette on the head before I did the lick. And no, it was I was 16. I was busking, singing 1960s Tom Lehrer political songs in Frankston.
Wait, I the guitar had alone?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, you were lucky to just get an egg.
Yeah. I'm fully on the egg, guys.
Yeah, as am I. Like, at the time, I reluctantly...
I think it might have been Dave who did it, actually.
From America.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hell of an arm.
All right, at the end of the game, the scores are Gareth Reynolds on 4 points. Go for Gareth. Dave Anthony on 5 points. Go for Dave. Adam Rosenbach's on 5 points as well, but our winner on 6 points is Sammy J. Oh.
Yes! Oh. You fucking take it! You fucking take it!
All right. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Wow. Mate, you may get the trophy, but you don't have a full surname.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Yep. He got egged off when I was 16.
You should take that down to Frankston and go, look, I made it, guys.
Second, third, and fourth place is $50 each.
Yeah. I'll need that guitar back.
Thank you for Charlotte Designs for the trophy. Before we go, a quick round of plugs. Sammy, where can people see you? You've got one more episode of Political Playground.
Yes, ABC Thursday nights Until They Ax Me. Ongoing.
No, the ABC don't ax people. You're fine. I'll fill you in later. Adam, where can people see you?
Probably in hospital.
You're getting that new dick.
Yeah. I got nothing coming up.
He's still healing.
Where are we tomorrow night?
The plenary.
Yeah, we'll be doing a live last
with
dollop.
Will Anderson.
So if you don't have tickets in this room, go get tickets.
It's our last dollop for like 2 years here.
Yeah, with Will Anderson. People don't know who he is, but he's really good.
I'll be doing stand-up here Tuesday.
Tuesday at the Catfish?
Yep.
Right here. Cool. And the dollop is out every
Monday night? Well, whatever. So you guys would Tuesday.
Every Friday. Every fourth Friday away from our Monday is the agreement.
Can you give up for all the guests you saw just then? Bye.
Josh Earl, ladies and gentlemen.
G'day, mate.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. It's not optional. You have to do it.
We used to go easy on it, but now you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.